Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me is Ooh Sarah.
Oh, hey.
We're on podcast number 2 for birthday edition.
Yes, Vicky's dirty 30 is today.
We do got some stuff I'm a little confused on, I need help with.
Oh, gosh, okay.
But what is our contact info first?
We have an Instagram, thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I know a couple episodes ago, we talked about how I'm already decorating for the fall.
Yes.
My house is legit more and more. I went to Goodwill the other day. I'm getting more and more.
And it's not even fall. It's straight up like Halloween. I think fall is like leaves, but you're straight up putting pumpkins out.
Well, pumpkins, if they're not jack-o'-lanterns, are more fall.
I see. I always think of pumpkins as Halloween-y.
Here, okay, I'm going to Google. Let's see real quick.
Because fall every time, why would you get pumpkins if, you know, it's not for Halloween?
Because that's what the fall harvest is.
But I don't know. When I think of pumpkins, I think of Halloween.
I think as long as it doesn't have a face, I think it's, yeah, see?
If people put pumpkins outside their house,
I haven't put any pumpkins outside yet.
Why not?
Because I don't know where they're not out yet to buy yet.
Because it's not time.
But I
except the pumpkin spice latte did come out yesterday.
Yes. But I don't have decorations, and like my tablecloth happens to be pumpkins because my grandma made it. So I'm like, okay, that's the only one I have for fall.
See, I don't know.
I only have one tablecloth as of now.
You're just gonna have that all year round.
I've done it before when I lived in Seattle, but. I realize I'm like enjoying decorating and finding pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this article actually recently when we were discussing this, that it is actually a good thing to decorate and be excited about your favorite holidays like Halloween or Christmas before it's time. See, for me, I like to I love each of these holidays a lot.
Yeah.
But I like to, I have a little bit of each of them. Like, in the summertime, it's, 4th of July, and that's it for holidays.
You like to experience each of them, mm-hmm. is what you're saying. Yeah.
And I love, now that I have my own place, I want to decorate. That was my little wish list. I'm like, I want to decorate for each holiday. So I'm really excited. I'm like, I don't have any summer, decorations. Like, I don't have a summer tablecloth or stuff like that. And it's, harder to
get in the spirit of anything when there's not really anything.
Right. So that's when I'm like, well, screw it. I already have all this stuff. It's like the only thing I have. So I'm going to start decorating, make my house look cute.
Might as well put it out.
So I've already done that. And they say it is really good. It's not rocket scientist. You do something that makes you happy. Think of good memories. Of course, it's going to make you happier. But Steve McCowan, founder of Mind Fixers, owner of the McCowan Clinic, and a psychoanalyst, has revealed that there's nothing wrong with being too excited for your favorite holidays. In a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate to things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke those strong feelings of the childhood.
It's so crazy for me because I absolutely hate putting out decorations.
Which is hilarious. Your dad loves it.
I love when it's done, but the actual process of putting them out, and no matter what it is, whether it's putting out the pumpkins, whether it's setting up the tree, whether it's putting up lights, I don't know. I dread it. I just remember this one time, a few years back, probably 10 years or something, but my dad wanted me to put together, we call him Pen-Pen. It's this penguin that we have that I love. He's adorable. But he had to be put together the first year, and I threw a freaking fit about it. And I literally was like, I'm not effing doing this. I don't want to do this. And I left, and I went to the gym, and
Did you try to do it?
No.
No, not at all.
I was so done with it. I was so livid. And so every time I think about that moment, and I just I hate putting up decorations. I hate it. I love when it's done because
looking at it.
It's so worth it. And every year I'm like, this is so worth it. Sarah, just put your big girl pants on and just do it
it's
and
not
get
even
the.
That much, really.
Typically. I don't know what it is because we have fake stuff too. So for Christmas, we have a fake tree. So it's you just put a thing on top of a thing and then you're there pretty much. But I don't know. That's my only thing about it.
See, I think that's the thing I hate is having to spend the money to buy more stuff. Cause I'm like, oh, I bought this thing. And I'm like, and the rest of the space looks empty. I'm like, I need more stuff. That's the only thing. I'm like, can I just have the stuff? And I actually found a garage sale going on this weekend with a bunch of fall and Halloween stuff.
So you need fall stuff.
Yeah.
More fall.
I wouldn't mind some more fall
stuff. Oh no, you're going to be one of those. Your house is just decked out like those old people.
Right. And actually my best friend, she says that Christmas, actually two of my friends, my friend Lena and my friend Ashton are obsessed with Christmas. Mm-hmm. Their house is the place to be if you want the decor.
Oh, yeah.
They go all out.
Like inside and outside?
I don't know outside, but I know for sure inside.
Because outside's like a whole other beast.
Right.
People who do that, yikes.
But like, I love Christmas and I don't have as many Christmas decorations. But like,
really?
One year we made them. I stole a bunch of paper from work and made the paper chains.
Oh, yeah. Or like little snowflakes.
Yeah. We made paper chains and we had that all through the living room.
Dude, because for me, Christmas totally trumps fall. Mm. Like, I would much rather have my house decked out for Christmas than, like Halloween.
Fall, though, you have, like, 3 months of that same kind of decor, so you can enjoy it longer. And you can change it up a little bit. So you can have, like, the orange themes and some of the leaves. And then once, like, it's mid to late September, you start throwing the spooky Halloween-y kind of stuff. And then once Halloween's over, you take, like, the bats and the spiders off. And then you add, you know, more pumpkins and, like, thankful signs or whatever.
Yeah, I don't like those signs and all that as much as I do when it's, like, you have your nice snow globe with Santa in it and you can shake it up. Or you're, like, all your little Christmas lights in your house and the tinsel. You know what I
just
mean?
Just all pretty.
Yeah, I still have Christmas lights up. But, you know, I'd like to say they're not Christmas lights. I like to just say they're like...
Mood lights?
Yeah, like a mood light. Like when you don't want the harsh lights on, you just plug in these lights. And they're fun. But they definitely were put up during Christmas.
Right. Well, actually, I have some as mood lighting. And I have a dimmer.
Do they look like Christmas lights, though?
They are Christmas lights. But I put a dimmer switch on it because I'm like, okay, when I was hooking up with dudes more often.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't want the lights on, but mm-hmm. I would like some light.
Yeah, so you kind of know what you're doing a little bit.
Right, but even the Christmas lights were too bright. I'm like, this is too much. You're seeing way too much. Like, I'm feeling a little bloated today. I don't need you seeing this. So I bought the dimmer, and it like lets you have that perfect amount of light.
Yeah, the dimmer ones are dope.
Yes.
Yeah, so. We just have like colored ones that are just like... Just bam on
the
wall.
You can just buy the connector, the dimmer switch. It's like you connect it to your lights, you connect it to the wall.
Oh, and then it can just dim.
And it dims.
Yeah, I kind of just wish we like kept our little tree up all year round, to be honest.
Decorated differently. Like, it's Halloween. Let's put Halloween stuff on it.
Plus, like, if it brings joy, so much joy, why not just leave it up the whole year? If it always brings you joy.
I mean, why not?
6 months till Christmas. I'm ready, you know?
See, like, and for me, like, I love those trees that are perfectly decorated with matching ornaments and stuff.
Oh, really?
I think they're so pretty. Like, but you have to have like a really big house.
Yeah.
Like with a really tall ceiling. So my Christmas trees, I don't have any just plain ornaments. I refuse to buy them for myself because I buy an ornament every time I go to Leavenworth or anytime I go somewhere like special.
Oh, that's
your
thing.
And they have Christmas ornaments, aww, either mugs or ornaments.
I like that.
And my cousin apparently does the same thing. So that is our rule for gift giving, which kind of ties back into my birthday stuff. I'm really bad at receiving gifts. Like, I have a hard time. Like, you went out of your way, and it's, like, so, like, sweet. Like, I have a hard time receiving gifts for two reasons.
Okay.
One, because part of me is, like, I didn't do anything to deserve them, so why are you getting gifts? And it's like, well, it's your birthday. I'm like, yeah,
no,
well,
you were born on this day,
I'm like,
yo.
I didn't do anything. My mom pushed me out. Like, why am I getting accolades here? Like, in general, I have a hard time accepting gifts. And the other side of me is I'm worried that I'm not going to, even though I am in my brain like, holy crap, that was so sweet.
Yeah.
Like, that was so nice of them. They love me. There's a part of my brain that I'm worried that those feelings aren't going to come across. So I'm either going to look like I don't care or I'm like overly selling it. Like I'm faking it. Because mm-hmm. I have family members who are very like, oh, I got you this really amazing thing. Check it out. Oh, that's nice. Can't you just be excited?
Yeah, you're like, is it nice? Do you actually like it?
And so I never want anybody to feel that way. So like, even though I'm like having a hard time accepting the gift, I'm like, accept the gift because by accepting a gift, you're giving them the gift of happiness too.
And they wanted to give you that. Right. I mean, they wouldn't have if they didn't want to,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. But I also, the other half of me is like, am I looking grateful enough? Am I looking too grateful? Like,
yeah, I had that problem actually recently. My boyfriend, he booked us like an overnight trip for Leavenworth, just kind of like, I told him like, hey, like, I kind of want to do something. I don't really know what, like maybe this place, let's see if they have availability. And then like the next text I got, it was just like, okay, it's all booked. And for me, that's like, what? I don't have to plan this. Like, we don't have to actually sit down and like, think about this. Or like, you just handled that. That is such a turn on for me. And I was like, I'm still like flabbergasted
no
by it.
No wonder you're my friend, because I'm that person. I'm the one that plans
just
everything.
Gets everything done, because I'm like, oh my God, this is such a, like, we're going to have to see if we want this place or which room or like, and for me, it's just like a headache.
Mm-hmm.
And he just pulled the trigger and I was just like, but then I was like, I don't want to be too annoying because, but I'm so grateful for it. So I sent him like a million emojis and thank you and my Bitmoji and like, I'm so happy. Like, let's talk about like, I needed to see the room, you know, but then now I'm like, I really feel like that. I'm still so just overwhelmed and joyed that it's the stupidest thing. Like, I planned a whole trip for him to Mexico and he was just like, dude, thanks so much, babe, which is fine. But for me, I'm just like, thank you so much. But I'm like, but now I'm so annoying, but I'm still so grateful for it. So it's like,
and it's just like, I'm getting nookie for the next couple days.
Exactly. He booked a room that has like a hot tub or whatever, like a big tub. And I'm already like, oh, we need to bring bubbles and we're going to have champagne and we're going to like all of them have sex in it and like all of this thing. And he's just like, okay, calm down. You need it's but for him. Yeah. It's just like, it's just a room, girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I just booked a room, but I'm so I get it.
That's your love language.
Yeah, you want to be grateful, but I know you also don't want to be like, dude, it's okay. Like, it's but just
I also don't want to think like, I don't think they really like it. I think they're pretending to like it.
Yeah,
you know, like, you know, when you like get a sweater from grandma when you're a kid, you're like, oh, thanks, grandma.
And you're like, oh, I really wanted this.
I love it. Like, I'm so paranoid I'm gonna sound like that.
That's so I wonder, like, weird. If something happened that
that part is because I've seen somebody do that where they got like a really big gift that meant like the person who was giving it like put a lot of thought and effort into it and like did it with the bottom of their heart, and then they just like, oh, that's nice, and then kind of walked away.
Oh, and I'm like, how'd the other person feel?
Was
the
like, person well, like, why the F did I even bother?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I was so mad.
At the person who received the gift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, if that was me, I would have been like, oh my God, like up, giving him a hug, giving him kisses.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, okay, like, just because it's such a sweet sentiment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never, like, any gift for me, given to me, is like, it's that, like, it's like getting a car. Like, it's just like, you thought of me. You wanted to get me something.
You ungrateful bitch.
Right? So I'm like, oh, Sarah brought me, you know, chocolates and kind of cheesecake. I'm like, oh. Like, even
when
we did your photo shoot, your boudoir photo shoot, like, I'm like, no, I'm doing this because I've been asking you for years. Like, I want to take your pictures. This is for free.
Yeah.
And, like, you gave me, like, a little gift card and stuff. I'm like, oh, she appreciated what I did.
Of course. Well, yeah, girl. I mean, I think you just got to accept that people love you and want to get you stuff. Right. But I know it can be awkward. And I honestly have the thing, and I watch myself that I, because ungratefulness is a terrible quality. And obviously nobody ever wants to be like that. But I will say for Christmas, we always write what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes my dad really likes as specific as possible. And so I'll send pictures of the exact thing I want. The link or the exact shade or the exact size of what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother just gets whatever the hell she wants still. It'll be like, I need Revlon Colorstay Fuchsia. She'll get me Revlon Colorstay just pink tropical or something. Like, and I'm like, did you not see that? I wrote fuchsia. Like, I didn't want the pink drop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, so like for me, like I open it and I'm like, oh.
So close.
You're so close, mom. And like, normally I'd give you a pass if I said just a pink lipstick from Revlon. Okay. You pick out whatever pink you like. But I literally said
specific.
Yeah.
It's like, and you know, it's your parents that are both like, just give me a list of what you want because I don't want to guess.
Exactly. Or I don't want to get the wrong thing, or I don't want to get something you don't like and then you're gonna have to return it. Or you
know, like, that's the whole point of, like, because I feel like writing lists kind of sucks. Like, I feel like I have a list on Amazon where like it's just stuff that I will eventually buy myself, would like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like random stuff, like cute, like geode bookends.
Yeah, like just random ass stuff that you're like, I might want this.
So when my like friends, like last year for Christmas, they're like, I don't know what to get you. So I send him a link. I'm like, here you go. And he picked out a few things on that list and got me that.
Yeah.
And so I just start deleting them. And so I did that with my brother too, but I'm like, I don't like giving lists. I'm like, I want you to pick something that made you think of me.
See, I'm like, I know if I know what I want, I want you to get exactly what I want.
Right.
Like, I don't want something that I'm like not really gonna like or like not really use. Or, but like in like situations like that with my mom, I'm just like, and I'm not really good at like lying or pretending. So I'm like, thank you, but you do know this is not what I asked for. No, like, Just so you know.
Where's the receipt, Mom? Just in case.
Yeah. Does it say fuchsia somewhere? But then I feel that, but then I know I'm like, okay, first world problem, Sarah. You're getting freaking lipstick. You're being really ungrateful. You're being a stuck up. And I know all of this, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that to myself too. And I'm just like, oh man. So I get it. I get the struggle of like, you want to like it, you don't like it, but you want to be grateful, but then you also want to be truthful. And you're just like, oh,
so like, so when, let's say it's your birthday.
Okay.
It's like, hey, Sarah, your birthday party is this weekend. What would you like for your birthday? How do you answer to like random friends like that? Like not saying your dad or your brother or your mom.
Honestly, and it's completely my go-to because.
Booze?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is, honestly, that's the only thing. Give me a bottle of wine. Oh, give me some vodka. That is for me because it doesn't go bad. So I hoard everything, including alcohol. You know, the workers number 9 crap that we used to have? Not crap. It's wonderful. Yeah. I still have a bottle just in case we ever need it or want it. I still have a bottle of that because I like, and the BSB, we got 2 years ago, I once won it at a raffle. I still have it. So
you don't use that one?
I haven't drinking it yet. Yeah. No, it's still in my room.
Dude, we need to make some hot toddies at some point.
Dude, that stuff is so bomb. Mm-hmm. But I'm just always one of those like alcohol never goes bad, but it'll eventually be drinking, you know, whether
drunk.
It'll be for you.
Anyways,
drunk. Yeah.
Somebody will eventually drink it.
Yes, exactly. Whether it's me, whether I bring it to a party, whether, you know, I think, and I like booze. Mm-hmm. So that's always my go-to because I can't even really say gift cards because I hoard those too. I never really spend them.
Girl, I want to go shopping with you.
I know. I really need to.
Can we
hella janky.
Can we take the, I know you hate shopping. I know we hate shopping. So how about we do this? We'll take your gift cards. We'll go to the store and we'll put you like in a couch and I will go around picking stuff that I think you'll like. You can try it on. So that way you don't have to look.
Then I have to try it on though.
Yeah, we'll get.
I hate trying
stuff.
No,
this is why we're going with a buzz.
Oh God, then I'm going to get a bunch of stuff that I'm like the next day. I'm going to be like, why did I do this?
No, I said buzz, not drunk, Sarah.
Girl, even a buzz, I still think I'm always looking fabulous when maybe I'm not.
No, that's why I'm there to make sure. I'm like, no, Sarah, no.
No, stop, you're not stop. Looking good.
No, you're not.
Put that back.
I love gift cards. Like Amazon is, because even if it's, sometimes I'll buy stuff like that I actually need like for the house. Like something as dumb as like screws or a tool.
It's
still like, it's helpful.
But I don't know. What would your go-to thing be?
So
just gift cards?
Like, I always make the joke, like, I'm just going to put a jar out and whatever amount of money you want, like whatever you'd spend on a gift, just put it in there and that'll be my tattoo fund. I always say I'm going to do that. I never do.
That's a good idea, though.
But what my cousin and I decided we're going to start doing for each other, because sometimes I don't know what to get her. Because I usually, for couples now, I get them a combo gift, like for both husband and wife.
Yeah, just like one thing.
Yeah, like usually like a board game, like a hey, you guys have, you know, friends over. Here's like a fun party game you guys can play.
Yeah.
Something like Code Names or like a Sushi Go or something like that.
Yeah, like a cool party game you can play with a bunch of people.
Or like even, what's it called? Cards Against Humanity, that sort of thing. So I asked her, I'm like, well, what do you love? And she's very much like me, loves to decorate. Now she just bought her house too. She's the one I went to Georgia with.
Oh.
She loves to decorate her house. And so she's got a big, her living room has a really high ceiling. She's like, I'm getting a 10-foot tree for Christmas.
Dang.
Like, I am going all out. So our gifts for each other, her birthday's in December.
Holler.
Right. She's, I'm trying to think, 11 days old, after you, but she's a year older than you.
Okay. I don't know if she's a Sagittarius. She might be a Capricorn.
Old Capricorn. Anywho. So our gifts to each other now, because we both have houses, is just random fun decor. Like,
that's cute.
Cute, like Thanksgiving towels for the kitchen.
Yeah.
Or little, like just little stuff like that. Like I bought her before I left. We went to Crackle Barrel and they have that gift shop.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was looking at it. She thought it was super cute. It was like this little kitchen towel, but on top, it's like when you fold it, it's like a little kitty peeking out.
Oh.
It's like a Halloween cat. So I'm like, here you go for Halloween, you know,
that's
decorate your
adorable.
House. So
I think it's really cool when you have like friends that like you have something that you always get each other, because it kind of makes it easier. If you have like a topic, like if her birthday's in December, at least you have like, okay, December, it's going to be Christmassy.
And
what Christmassy thing can I get?
She loves ornament, like random ornaments too. So for Christmas last year, I bought her like a funky ornament too.
See, it's crazy though, because you can't really tell like random people that, because everyone's home decor is very like style wise. Mm-hmm.
Like I never ask people, don't get me any prints or artwork.
Yeah.
Because I have a ton because I go to Comic-Con and I always buy artwork.
And it's stuff that you know you like, that right. you want hanging up in your house.
Yes. And I'm having a hard time figuring out where I want everything hung up.
Well,
so.
And you don't want to get something and then they come over and then you don't have it up and it'd be right. really awkward.
Right. But I'm like, hey, you know, here's some like funky Christmas bath mats with penguins on it, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's cute. Yeah. Like for her and I could probably get away with doing that.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, well, I kind of want to tell people, get me random holiday stuff, but that's tricky too.
Yeah, that's super open-ended.
And I hate, like, because I've had multiple people ask me stuff. Rev's like, what do you need? I'm like, well, I just bought like a little, my friend moved away, so I bought a, basically it's like a little mini bar, like a wine bar.
Cool.
And I have a bunch of wine, like two or three wine glasses. I don't have an actual set. All my wine glasses are special,
yeah.
but they're stemless.
Oh.
But they have like the little area where you can put them. I'm like, cool, now I want to go buy champagne flutes, even though I drink everything out of mugs.
Yeah, and you don't even like drink that much wine as is.
No, I don't really drink that much alcohol. And even alcohol is cool and everything. I don't drink it that often. I'm like, well, it'd be cool to have my bar stocked, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have like three things in there right now.
Well, and then like when anyone comes over, having a bar stocked, at least you look yeah. legit.
Right, especially because it's out there and like for everyone to see.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I kind of want my wine glasses over here and then some champagne flutes over here, even though when am I going to freaking use these?
Hey, when you're having a fancy dinner party. Right.
When am I going to have a fancy dinner party?
Well, I don't know, man. You got the tablecloth set.
Right.
You're getting a table. Another
table.
Oh, yeah,
I'm getting another table tomorrow. I'm picking up. It's a fancier table.
See? But so, God, and once you have these champagne flutes, you need right. to have a fancy dinner party.
Fancy dinner party. Yes. Tacos.
I heard you're really good at making those.
Call back to, what, two episodes ago? Three episodes yeah. ago? I love it.
Listen to that one if you don't know what we're talking about.
yes, and I do make good tacos.
She does. She really does.
But yeah, like that's it's again. I finally gave in. I'm like, okay, Rev. Like, I guess I need wine glasses because
that's good.
He already knew that kind of because his wife bought me a wine glass when I moved into my house. Just
yeah.
because it was stitched, but it was a stemless one. And I'm like, oh my God, like that is like I have two big wine, like regular size wine glasses.
Yeah,
like that are stemless,
which
and
is
I have
normal
a bunch of,
for just like hanging out with a homie, but
right.
A fancy dinner party, not going to work.
No. And so I'm like, and he's like, oh, wine glasses, and he was even joking. They have sippy cups, but there's a wine glass in it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
So you don't spill and you can take it places.
I've seen those.
And
those
so
are
he's
cool.
like, I'm going to buy you these. I'm like, but I can't hang those in my thing.
You're like, I want stem.
I
want
the stems.
Stems. Okay.
Yeah. Just so I could look so pretty.
That's good that you actually said what you wanted or what right. you needed, though. Because that's what I'm like. People ask what I need or want. And I'm like, I don't know.
I've gotten in the habit of buying really ridiculous things for my brother. Because I'm like, what do you need? Because when he lived on his own in Bellingham, I'm like, do you need a rice cooker? He's like, no, I got that. I'm like, would you like a crock pot? He's like, I wouldn't use it or I have one.
Then like, what do you want, brother?
I'm like, do you want, I don't know, do you need kitchen pots or like stuff that's useful or do you want clothes? Like, because I yeah. know you wear the same freaking thing. I'm going to pick stuff out and I know what he wears. He wears the same thing like me. Like, it's just not, yeah. we don't dress alike, but
super
I wear
basic
leggings, a tank top or a t-shirt
and
like
jacket.
A jacket hoodie dealy. And he's shorts, jean shorts, a t-shirt and some sort of jacket.
Yeah. Easy.
He's very sporty. So I'm like, okay, well. Do you need more
jackets?
Do you
want more of
this? Do you need more underwear? Like, what do you need? So I ended up, I'm like, I'm going to get you stuff that I like. So one year I bought him for his birthday. It's a shark bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like a shark, but its mouth is open. And so you fill it up. And so I bought him goldfish crackers. So you put.
Does he still have it?
Yes.
Is it going to be in your kitchen now?
Yeah, it's in the dishwasher right now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I just took, I unpacked a bunch of his kitchen stuff. He's like, I don't know. I didn't take any of my kitchen stuff out because I don't know what you need or what would be make a mess. So he's like, if you don't, I'm like, can I go through it? So I put away the stuff I don't want. And I brought out stuff, including...
What are you going to fill it with?
I don't know. Probably goldfish crackers.
Yeah.
Even though I don't eat them often, I need to buy them.
See, I could not... I couldn't have that just
That's
in
exactly
my kitchen
what.
Just chilling because I love goldfish.
I probably eat them all the time. Exactly.
I can't have anything just chilling. Like, you have that the jar full of just, like, the
candy
cookies.
And cookies, yeah.
And I'm like, that could not... I could not have that right
I
there.
I actually don't eat them that often.
I would eat it all the time. Oh, my God.
I have so much ice cream in my fridge right now, and I'm like, I keep forgetting.
How do you forget about that? You don't even know. I would
know.
Be all
I
about
haven't been
it.
Home much. That's probably why.
Dude, when I have a carton, it doesn't last for long. It's really bad. That's why I can't mm-hmm. even buy it because, woof. I would gain so much weight.
Oh, man. But yeah, I bought him that. I'm like, I bought him a bunch of chocolates that he loves. He loves the Hershey's cookies and cream bars.
Oh, yeah. The white chocolate.
Mm-hmm. And so I bought him a bunch. He's like, I'm trying not to eat, you know, delicious.
Stop buying me these.
Stop buying. And I'm like, well, too late.
I already did. They're already here.
One year I bought him a Pikachu onesie so we'd match.
Oh, yeah, cute.
It's like stuff like, I'm like, you're not telling me what you want. I'm going to buy you what I want. And I bought him like last year a Jurassic Park t-shirt because I thought it was cool. And luckily he loved it. And I'm wearing it all the time.
Oh, that's good at least. So it's like, not stuff that he's like, why did she give me this?
Right, what am I going to do with it? Like my brother, he was really sweet. He bought me like... My parents would wear like his college shirts all the time, but I'm like, they're very unflattering.
Really?
And not that comfortable. And so I'm like, I'm never wearing these often.
Thanks, though.
But I think he bought me a pair of sweatpants, and I love those.
Sweatpants are more, that's kind of more.
Sweatpants were legit. I still wear them. I accidentally got bleach on them. I still wear the crap
out
of them. Hell
yeah, they're sweatpants.
They're so comfy.
I would never give them away.
But I am curious to hear out there people who are not shy about saying exactly what they want in a situation like this. It's your birthday. What do you want?
Yeah.
How do you respond to that?
Yeah. Do you have a go-to? Do you just actually think about what you want or what you need?
Right.
Are you awkward about it, or are we just the weirdos?
Yeah. Like, I'm curious. Or what is the response like if someone's like, let's say I'm like, hey, it's like, hey, Vicky, what would you like for your birthday? I'm like, oh, I think I would like some new plates. Like, how would your response? You're right. Or, okay, let's say wine glasses. Wine glasses, any kind of wine glasses. Is that like, oh my God, that's easy? Or does it feel a little like, oh, you're just really wanting gifts? Like,
or like, yeah, like, oh, she already knows. What else
like
does she want?
Like, it almost sounds greedy. And like, even all the gifts I'm thinking, I'm like, don't spend a whole lot of money. I'm just thinking like, okay, if this is too expensive, no.
I really need or want, but like, you don't have to actually get it. But if you want to,
I'm like, just get the cheap version. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm barely ever going to use these. Let's get real.
Like, so it's just like, I don't want to ask for things that are going to cost a ton of money.
Yeah, but you could get everything kind of on the cheap now.
So I'm weird. So I want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, are you like us?
Are you weird?
Happy birthday, Vicky.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.